I am Izell Robinson, Minnesota inmate number 210006, an innocent man confined within the quadrilaterals of systemic injustice, fighting to be heard and effect positive change. Now, I'd like to dedicate this broadcast in honor of Father's Day and say happy Father's Day to all fathers confined and free. I am doing a special broadcast here about how children of incarcerated parents are affected, feel, cope, and experience life with a parent confined. And in order to deliver this important insight, I will be conducting a candid conversation of questions and answers with my own daughter, who at 20 years old is a nursing student and supportive advocate on my behalf. So without any further ado, here's my daughter. Introduce yourself to the listeners, then tell us how it was for you growing up with your dad incarcerated most of your juvenile years.
Hello, my name is T. Robinson. I would say it was hard, but it wasn't hard. Like, I just feel like you need your real dad. And no matter if you have your mom or you have anybody else in your corner, anybody else that take care of you, I feel like a father matters and a biological one at that. Because growing up, I was raised with another father. I have a stepfather. Don't get me wrong, he's not no bad person. He always did his job, but it wasn't nothing like my real dad. Like, I missed the time, things that we were supposed to do together, and I missed the time that we spent together. And it really affected me as a little girl, and it still affects me today as a woman. So I know how I feel when I want to do things with my dad and I see everybody else doing things with their dad. So... I mean,
on what you're saying there, I want to ask, what struggles did you face, and do you currently face those same struggles?
Yeah, we got a lot of similarities about, like, what happened, like in our childhood. Like, we were both in the system. I battled getting in and out of trouble, and I basically did have a rough life, but I guess I needed that extra push that from my father that my mother didn't give me. So
how do you view me as your father, or who would you define me as, and have I been positive or negative impact in your life?
You're very smart, intelligent. You always learn new things. You're very insightful. You always been supportive of me, whether locked up or not. And I always feel the love. I don't feel, like, no wrong towards you or anything. It's all love. Like, I don't have nothing bad to say about you. You're not a bad person that people trying to make you out to be. I know you. And you're a voice for your people, and being incarcerated, you speak out for yourself. You're very different. And, you know, you battle certain things, but you always stay positive about it. You always, when you put your mind to something, you always tend to do it. So I feel like that's a real plus, and I respect that about you.
I appreciate you saying that about me.
No problem.
How do you view the system and police, and what type of reform do you believe is needed to ensure children aren't deprived as a result of parents incarcerated, being incarcerated?
I feel like racism and prejudice is really bad, and these are two of the main things that's really hitting the nation right now. I feel like it's very out of pocket, and it's raging me. I feel like I've had a couple run-ins with the law. I know how dirty they are. I feel like they should be exposed. I feel like they shouldn't be here. I feel like we don't need them.
What could be done to help children, you know, not being deprived of their parents as a result of them being the parents being incarcerated?
I don't know. Maybe they can help.
Do you think programs should be set up where kids can, be able to have more contact.
I feel like they should come together for the people, you know, kids, that parents that are incarcerated, and do more for them, like funding, scholarships, things like that, different programs, or, you know, helping people get better. I don't know.
So do you feel a sense of grief and loss from not having me around at certain milestone moments like graduations and birthdays? And
absolutely. I cried. All the time I cried.
Yeah, it's hard for me, too, not being at those special moments there for you, because I really wanted and had every intention on being there. So I need you to understand and know that. Do you feel the limitations of prison caused the disconnect or stopped me from being a father to you?
I feel like sometimes we did get disconnected because of the prisons and because of my mama, but it don't change. It never changed the way I feel about you. No, the love will always be there, no matter where you are or where I'm at.
So what vision do you see for me when I'm released, and what things are you hoping to be able to share with me? And if you could give me a Father's Day gift, what would it be?
When you get released, I just hope, I know you're going to do well. I know you're going to do things different, and I know you're going to want to see your kids and stuff like that. I just hope to see you doing like you plan to do, and, you know, and live your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if I can give you something for Father's Day, I don't know. I think I can give you a chain with my faith.
That's always good. So this is for the listeners that may be listening that don't know me enough to believe in or rally support around me. What would you say to them?
I just convinced them, like, you know, because I'm your daughter, and I know more about you than basically anybody. And one thing I do know for sure, you're a very honest man. You're a very respectable man and a very smart man. And with that being said, like, I just feel like I can get people more on your side, whether they're looking at it the wrong way, whether through your color or whatever you were charged with, anything. I feel like I could change that.
Okay, well, I definitely want to thank you for doing this broadcast and providing thought-provoking context on this topic. I love and appreciate you dearly, so I hope you know that. And as a child of incarcerated parent, I want you to know you've proven to be resilient yourself and finding success in your life pursuits. I'm proud that you're doing your nursing program in college. So, you know, you should know that I definitely appreciate hearing that, and that you do your best to stay in contact with your siblings. So, yeah, I love you and appreciate you doing this. To the listeners, I pray that you took something of value from these words that you can utilize to join others and I in the fight for police and criminal justice reform. I believe the courage of many to take a stand will make a difference. So you and I must be brave in our pursuit to be heard and demand change. We are long overdue. Once again, I can be emailed through the JPay app or website. Just insert Minnesota for state and number 210006 for ID number, or you can email me at or you can regular mail me at Izell W. Robinson, number 210006, 7600-525th Street, Rust City, Minnesota, 55069. All positively supportive contact is welcome and appreciated. Thank you for listening, and thanks to Prison Radio for this much-needed platform of linking prisoners with their communities in a healthy way to foster needed dialogue and support.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.